Sometimes the saying, good fences make good neighbors, isn't an absolute truth.
It's like a little slice of heaven in the country.
When the Rawlings moved in next door to the Reese's, it seemed like the best of friendships was budding.
We all got along and tried to do things together.
But before long, things started to get rough, and nobody had any idea how far they'd take it. Before it was over, Lenoir, North Carolina would see the bloodiest nights it had ever known. Who knew Megan could move that fast?
Oh, shoot. Oh, my God. Oh, that's too hot.
Well, I suppose a flambé filet inspires untapped reflexes. And still, this might not top Aiden's "what did that fish ever do to you?" disaster.
I believe that this dish is one of the worst that we've seen today.
If Becca hasn't learned to ask for details when husband Dale and brother Bart say, "we'll take care of it," then she really doesn't have room to be shocked when they decide to take care of the mole problem on the property.
This is exterminating West Virginia style.
With three transistor radios, a gallon of chicken grease, and a bag of M80s.
Boomtown, baby.
Something she tries to sort out on her way to the emergency room after Dale calls with an all too familiar, "you should come." Artisans, makers, brewers, and bakers, they all have a home in this reimagined industrial complex just a few minutes from downtown Detroit.
This is the former Switzer manufacturing facility.
This is Advent Square,